My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that the month of July is dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. The feast of the most precious blood is July 1st. And during this entire month, there are indulgences available for honoring the precious blood of our Lord, that price at which we were redeemed. St. Paul says you were bought at a great price. In other words, the blood of our divine Lord. And we think about that sacrifice of our Lord on the cross, how he shed all of his blood for our redemption. And this sacrifice was symbolized in the various sacrifices of the old law. And those sacrifices, those many sacrifices in the Old Testament of various animals, etc., were pleasing to God. But they were only pleasing to God because they foreshadowed the perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of our Lord himself, giving up his life on the cross for our redemption. And we know that that sacrifice of our Lord, that perfect sacrifice, is renewed every day on our altars in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We say in our catechism that the Mass is the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. On the cross, our Lord physically shed his blood. He died a very painful death for our redemption and our salvation. In the Mass, we have the very same sacrifice because we have the same victim and we have the same priest. Because Christ is the principal priest at every Mass, offering the sacrifice through his representative, his ordained priest. But it is the same sacrifice, although in an unbloody manner. And another difference between the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross, which was a bloody death, and that of the Mass, which is unbloody, another difference is that on the cross, our Lord earned for us the graces of salvation, whereas in the Mass, they are applied to our souls. And one author uses a good comparison, not a perfect comparison, but a good analogy. And he says, imagine if you went into a room and there was a very large table, and that table was covered with gold, various gold coins or gold bars, gold things of artistic value, and you were told you can take whatever you want. And you would be able to take away whatever you could carry, whatever you could take with you. Now, you would not be able to take everything on the table. You would have to come back again and again and again if you wanted everything. And the author uses this analogy by way of saying, or you might say by way of answering the question that some people will say, well, if the Mass is perfect, why do I need to go to Mass again and again? Because in the Mass, you carry away with you the graces earned by our Lord on the cross. Jesus died once and for all for our redemption. But in the Mass, we obtained the graces that were earned for us by his death on the cross. And that is why the Mass is the greatest thing in the world. There is nothing better we can do than to attend as devoutly as possible the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So during the month of July, as we honor the precious blood, we should also reflect upon the dignity of the Mass, the greatness of the Mass, and always try to understand the Mass better and to appreciate it more, to attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass with devotion, to reflect during the Mass on our Lord's sacrifice of himself on the cross, and to do the best to follow the Mass, to unite yourself with the priest. Now, you know that the prayers of the Mass fit into two categories. There are those that we call the ordinary of the Mass, That would be the prayers that are the same every day. So we have the prayers at the foot of the altar. We have the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo. We have the offertory prayers, the canon, prayers of the canon, etc., that remain the same at every Mass. Then we also have those that are different from day to day according to the feast, according to the Sunday and the feast day. And those would be found in your missal in what we call the proper. And so there is a theme at every Mass. And again, these beautiful thoughts taken from Holy Scripture. There is the epistle and gospel, readings from the Scripture that we can meditate upon and apply to our lives. So there is so much there in the Mass. But do we appreciate it as we should? And if we did, we would not miss a Mass. And we would never look upon the Mass, especially on Sunday, as something I have to do, because I have to go to Mass on Sunday. We would look upon it as a privilege, as something we look forward to, that we long to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Because here, once again, our Lord is renewing that sacrifice that he made once for all of his life on the cross. He is offering there his life to his Heavenly Father, that pleasing sacrifice, that infinitely perfect sacrifice, that sacrifice which bestows upon us those graces that he earned by his bloody death on the cross. Let us then appreciate the Mass, strive to learn more about the Mass, and especially always strive to attend the Mass with the greatest possible attention and devotion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.